Okay, our next topic, opera. What's that got to do with health and science and innovation, you ask? Well, opera in Philadelphia is currently getting an infusion of innovation and technology. Engineer Youngmoo Kim is taking a sabbatical from directing Drexel University's Excite Center to work with Opera Philadelphia. The goal is to enliven opera for a new generation by bringing more technology and audience participation into productions. Youngmoo Kim joins us now to talk about all that. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So, did you have an interest in opera, or how did you get into this?
So, my background is both in technology and engineering specifically, as well as music. So, I have a degree in vocal performance practice. And I also was an engineering and music double major as an undergraduate. So music and technology have always been parts of my life. I just couldn't decide which one I love more, or I couldn't decide which one to give up. So I've continued to do both.
What do you feel is perhaps missing from opera productions, or what would you like to see?
There's a perception that opera is somewhat of an antiquated form to some people, that when they go see an opera production, particularly one of the, let's say, canonical works of the 19th century, that you feel like you're going backwards in time. So I think what we are aiming to do at Opera Philadelphia is not only embrace technology for, it's not embracing technology for its own sake, it's because artistic innovation is tied directly to technological innovation. There's a great deal of technological innovation in the early days of opera that was brought to the stage to create what we would now call cinematic effects.
But like what? What are you thinking about?
Oh, I'm talking about, you know, smoke on stage, trap doors, lighting effects, things that in the 18th century were really cutting edge technology for that time. So we don't see this as anything new. We just see this as really embracing what are the tools of our time. New forms of lighting, new technologies for the stage, but also the devices that our audience brings to a performance. I mean, everybody carries so much technology around with them now. And to then say the first thing when they walk in the door, say, oh, turn that off, that seems a little bit anachronistic.
So you tried your first kind of technology / audience engagement experiment last Saturday during a performance of The Barber of Seville. Mm-hmm. What was the vision?
This is a unique event. This was an outdoor presentation called Opera on the Mall. This year, we had over 6,000 people show up, which is amazing. So we did, you know, a little, I would call it a simple experiment. We wrote a simple web app that people could log into, and then we could change the colors of their phone screens in synchrony. This is the sort of thing you might associate with a pop concert or, you know, a popular music or, you know, I made the joke, does anybody want to sing Freebird? Because it kind of felt a little bit like that. And I think it really helped the audience kind of come together.
We had reporter Todd Bookman on site that evening, and he taped some reactions. So let's take a listen to that. Mm-hmm.
I'm Liz Folger, and I'm from Yardley. We tried to do it, but we kind of missed the cue. Like, it was really subtle, and we weren't ready. We were ready, but then we weren't ready.
Jason Reeves, and I currently live in Philadelphia. No, I didn't really expect it. It was kind of cool, though, to have some audience interaction, and like, you feel like you're kind of part of the show.
My name's Joyce Vesipoli from Boston. I mean, it was just changing in colors. I mean, I thought that's a great idea. I think it's an awesome concept. A little more action would be nice, but the color was good. It was fun.
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm from Philadelphia.
Have you been drinking?
Yes. I think it's great, and it really gets young people involved.
La, 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 la.
Like, we were into it. We just didn't do it right. Like, it was us. It wasn't them. And we're going to talk about it later, so it was cool. Yeah.
So, Youngmoo Kim, some confusion, I guess. People were like, oh, now I missed it.
I think, yes, the cue was very subtle. We didn't want to put a big blinking light on the screen or something like that. So, you know, we didn't want to detract from people's enjoyment of the performance. So I think some people missed the cue. And, you know, the technology to do that on a scale of hundreds or even thousands of phones and to have everything work right, you know, in all those different conditions, you know, of course that's difficult. In the end, the synchronization was a little bit off, and so the impact, you know, might not have been as strong as we originally envisioned, but that's okay. We wanted to try these things. We wanted to push the boundaries, and we've learned from this experience. And we'll continue to push those boundaries and try new things as a result.
What are some of your future ideas? What do you want to do next?
We don't want to be just a one-off project. It's not just one idea. It's not one piece of, you know, one innovation or one advance. So the gestation period for a new opera is on the order of 5 years from, you know, composition, conception to workshop, staging, performance. The things that we were working on really interface at every stage of that production process. There are projects that are in the workshop phase right now, where there are composers and librettists and performers like actively working on new works and staging little pieces. And we've had great conversations about that as well. So I'm not of the mindset that, you know, we do technology for its own sake, that there are particular use cases where appropriate technology makes sense. It actually enhances the experience. Artistic performance has never been about freezing time. Right. It's not about this, you know, we have to capture this moment and preserve it. It's not about preservation. It's about, you know, commenting on the human condition no matter what time it is.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Young Moo Kim is the director of Drexel's Excite Center, and this year he's taking a sabbatical to work with Opera Philadelphia as their technologist in residence.